나온 기부 침비 남기림 봐. 알로 장수. 나디 거기지. 안디 막고 또 바로. 어디니 자당 안 주기 가실래. 아 심지어 담지기 된다라. 그래서 그게 동안에 그게 동안 타다래 저거 그랬어지. 지상아도 심지어 담지 그게 동안 날 뒤에 그게 동안 들에 타고 그랬어. 지상다 그게 동안 날 타봐 담지 지기 되었으나 지 담지 지기 말했어. 지상 될이야. 아니 그게 동안 날 타봐 이내야. 아니 지금 녀모가 차상 방요 말해. 그래서 네가 차상 방요 말해. 아니 톱지 토야기 인데 차상 톱사요 말해. 지상 상지 그거 토고 그랬어. 지나다 산지역과 토고거래제 지나다 심지어 탐지교도는 산지역과 토고거래제 되는 지나다 태바친비교 전주 태바친비교 취 냠냠제 교고 당보대 가와 태바 전주 샘제의 차고래 심지어 탐지교도는 산지역과 토벌쇼 심지어 삼보대 전주 샘 대디 전주 샘비 심비 토네 당 저기 기회 기주 주야디 태바친비교 취 냠냠제 당식으로 되는 나 어 그생 디골 마 지고도 주거로와
Good evening. So last week we started to have a look at the trainings of a practitioner of greatest capacity. The practitioner of greatest capacity has not only given rise to an unshakable determination to be completely free of the sufferings of cyclic existence in their entirety, but they also have taken upon themselves to ensure that they lead all sentient beings without exception, all beings who too are tormented by the sufferings of samsara, to a state of liberation. But in order, for this practitioner here of greatest capacity recognizes that in order to be skilled enough to be able to guide beings, they themselves need to be perfected so that they can be a guide of perfect quality. In order to become a perfected being, that mere attainment of liberation is insufficient. Whilst the attainment of liberation ensures that one will never suffer again, one's continuum have been greatly reduced, as well as one's good qualities greatly developed. One's good qualities are not yet perfected. And the faults on one's continuum, whilst all the afflictions together with their seeds have been eradicated, the stains of those afflictions remain. Therefore, someone who's liberated is not yet perfected. Therefore, the practitioner of greatest capacity strives not just for their own individual liberation, but for Buddhahood, the state of perfection, and thereby has generated bodhicitta. And having generated bodhicitta, they engage in the variety of activities and trainings of a bodhisattva. So that's what we looked at last week.
Rangi denda tarchin de caress no susu yunyomo, diva pasha da jeba meva pangore, dima pavena, and penyomoba, unju at yomo de pavena, yomo begi pasha de yema pavena, the new pangu yum pangal hadu, yun chasameva susayoma, in the randuin tarchin bala, rangu yumo pasha da jeba chasam pangore, eje. And susu rang a shingue yun den chasam tobu worda. 지상 윤된 차상 마토바지 드누 신고야 나 롭정 제거야 하되가 있네 대랑된 타마친 바로와 지상 나된 탈신 바라 최탐 종어슴도 대배 탈신 비시디 나 저기 남친디 톱고고레스 지상 뇨모바 디바 바샤다 집에 빵바지 좀 빵고고레스 지상 수수 유규 디바 바샤다 집에 차상 매바스 균 차상 세 되네 안 최탐 종어슴도 대배 탈친 얘기라 될래 하바 신고야 매세비 신고야 차상 신바 있나 다 tarjim yishin soba yinna, da rangduin tarjim baareyiz. Dini ma soba na, rangduin tarjim yon baareyiz yore. Tisna rangduin tarjim yon baareyiz.
Moreover, last week, we looked at that a practitioner who achieves liberation from cyclic existence, whilst this is phenomenal and they will never suffer again, they haven't yet achieved their own benefit completely, let alone the benefit of others. So in terms of their own benefits, whilst they have achieved the state of liberation, and one does not want to deprecate this phenomenal achievement, in achieving liberation, they have been able to eradicate all their afflictions together with their seeds, but not yet the stains. The stains of their afflictions still abide, and they still need to be removed. Moreover, whilst tremendous good qualities have been cultivated in the attainment of liberation, those good qualities haven't yet been developed to the state where they are perfected, or the level where they are perfected. And this means, in order to bring their good qualities to perfection and eradicate all faults completely in their entirety, the training of this practitioner is not yet complete. They have not yet finished their training. It's only when they attain this level of omniscience, an omniscient consciousness, where all phenomena are realized completely, unmistakably, only then, with the attainment of omniscience, is the training complete. Therefore, a being has achieved their own individual liberation. Whilst it's a phenomenal achievement, they haven't yet fulfilled their own benefits completely. And when one turns one's focus to others, such a being who has achieved something quite remarkable has actually only had a very minor impact on others. And this is because there are still so many beings lost in the suffering realms of samsara, whether it's in the three lower realms or the so-called happy migrations. There are beings there without a guide leading them to liberation, without having generated even the slightest of mental path. So therefore, a being has achieved their own liberation, whilst their own benefit has been achieved to a large degree. The impact they have had thus far on others is limited, and the impact that they can now have on others remains limited because they still have the stains of the afflictions, and they haven't perfected all good qualities. So therefore, in order to be able to achieve the benefit of others, Buddhahood has to be achieved. Because as we looked at last week, when Buddhahood is achieved in that instant, the four bodies of a Buddha are achieved, and these are for one's own benefit as well as others. For one's own benefit, one achieves the Dharmakaya. For the benefit of others, one achieves the Sambhogakaya and the Nimanakaya. It's the Sambhogakaya that can benefit that can benefit beings in the God realms. And the Nimanakaya is required to benefit all other beings, some other classes of gods, but certainly humans, and those in the lower realms. It's only a Buddha who has these four bodies. And therefore, it's only a Buddha that can help beings across all the realms. And therefore, for the benefit of others, Buddhahood is indispensable.
Chogu chuhu sa de, san yu jim lin de, ane good chalk to see what it, Delia and Jew chalk to go see what it, didn't it? We took the river and the tens of some just dining the river, the chess and chalk to see what it. Then I'm going to get then the name maybe we get what to see what it, that your room chair, the name can do good, digiliana, get what to see what it, get what to go. As me. Jesu的準備接接都是真的,超過這個number member,你會number對接,然後他們比,然後米,然後米那幾個幾個number對接,那幾個幾個是準備,幾個寫接,那些的固定了超過,幾個幾個是我的。And你每個樣子,苦都苦都了,你幾個了嘛,苦都苦都住吧,苦都苦都住吧對接,對呢,幾個對接,苦情過了,的了所有住過,所有住過。
所有主过，所有主过是我的，所有主过来过来。现在的那个接完了嘛，苦都苦都被人家就话，几个人苦都就接龙了，哪怕就对啊，大家就干嘛就等主吧，等那比如三九过熊过了，再说了，那所有主过来过来，就像超过主过，那过这边过的了，超过主过，他接完主过，他所有主过现在，我的那个就在深圳也选一个短节罢了，那搞不了呀，超过主过哪怕短，搞不了呀，你接完主过哪怕短。 Gabriel,
So the four bodies of the Buddha, the two that are form bodies, that of the Sambhogakaya, or the enjoyment body, and the Nimanakaya, the emanation body. So then the Nimanakaya, within that there are several different types. There is the supreme Nimanakaya, and this an illustration or an example of a being that is a supreme Nimanakaya is Shakyamuni Buddha, who came into the world in the full form, supreme emanation body form, and turned the wheel of Dharma, newly presented the Dharma in the world. So that's one type of Nimanakaya, a supreme emanation body. A second type is one that takes a form identical to ordinary beings, so that they are born into the realms of ordinary beings and are amongst ordinary beings, looking and for all intents and purposes, looking identical from an ordinary being, but they are an emanation body. So, for example, His Holiness the Dalai Lama. He has taken the form of a human being, and his form is indistinguishable from that of a human being. And this is done so as to benefit those who do not have the merit to meet a supreme emanation body or a Sambhogakaya. So His Holiness is an illustration of a Nimanakaya that is born into the realms of beings and takes on an identical form. And then there's a third type, which is called an artisanal emanation body. And this is a form that appears instantly whenever they can help in a particular instance, and then will no longer abide. So the type of that is born into the realm, such as His Holiness, they are born, they grow up, they age, and they live an entire lifespan amongst humans as a being, and in the same way as the beings of that realm. Whereas the other type, which I don't remember in English, I think it's called an artisanal form, artisanal emanation body. So they appear and disappear as need be. The Buddha emanates in this form wherever the need is. So these are then three different types of nimanakayas, of emanation bodies. The supreme emanation body, that which is born into the world, and the artisanal emanation body. So someone who attains liberation from cyclic existence, they do not achieve the four bodies of a Buddha because they are not a Buddha. And thereby, their ability to benefit others is greatly impeded. Whereas in the instance of being attained Buddhahood, they achieve the four bodies, the two mental bodies and the two form bodies, and thereby are able to immediately be of benefit to beings in the form most suited. So here, when a being attains Buddhahood, then the mental bodies are said to be for their benefit, and the form body for the benefit of others, in that it's a form body that emanates amongst beings. With the emanation body, the enjoyment body, the Sambhogakaya, teaching in the pure realms, and then the emanation body, the Nimanakaya, amongst ordinary beings. And here again, we have those three types, and I've got the proper translation now. The supreme emanation body, for example, Buddha Shakyamuni. The incarnated emanation body. So that is the type that is born into a realm amongst beings, such as His Holiness. So that's called an incarnated emanation body. And then that third type, the artisan emanation body, which instantaneously appears to be of benefit, and this artisan emanation body can appear in any form, a form that is not of a being. So wherever a need is and the karma exists, they can the emanation body, the artisan emanation body, can appear in even a form that not of a being in order to benefit. So these are the ways that Buddhas can help, and a being who has merely achieved liberation is unable to. Of these three types of Nimanakayas, the supreme emanation body, for example, Buddha Shakyamuni, only appears once in the world. That merit for such a being to appear is very rare. Whereas the other two types, the incarnated emanation bodies, those such as His Holiness, as well as the artisan emanation bodies, these appear in the world as frequently as the merit it requires. And this, so therefore, they are innumerable incarnated emanation bodies, and a single Buddha can emanate innumerable incarnated emanation bodies and artisan emanation bodies, though the supreme emanation body only once.
Mm-hmm. Nene jambalene pekirwa, chisna dada kiawa jamba li yul ya shute yore shere. Chisna dada kiawa jamba di kiawa chukuru che, kiawa chukuru ya shere. Ta maho ba na zambalene pe ne de, di na shin sanji jemde ne na shin je ne, kwa rabdu shumwe tseba chasana duen je ne sanji pe tseba duen gore. Di zun yandu, da di kiawa kasa choku chuku ki namba duen gore. Chisna da, di ne ki khurong ki tenpa di liya, dan yang chogu chogu jingma do yung goma, jisang sanji riri riri liya, jimbo liya liya chogu chogu peya ki sanji na riri riri ma do yung goma le.
Buddhas only appear once as a supreme emanation body. Buddha Shakyamuni, he appeared in our world in such a form 2,500 years ago, and he will be helping beings in our world and other worlds now, but he will be doing so as an incarnated emanation body and an artisan emanation body. And after his teachings have been extinguished in this world, and eventually the causes are created for a new supreme emanation body to appear in our world, one will come. And that is predicted to be Buddha Maitreya. Buddha Maitreya right now, he is abiding in a God realm, benefiting beings there, and throughout the universes, he will have incarnated emanation bodies and artisan emanation bodies, all helping beings. But only once will the merit be there for him to appear in the world, turning the wheel of Dharma newly as a supreme emanation body, and that will be in some time after Buddha Shakyamuni's teachings have died, and then the causes exist for Maitreya then to appear as a supreme emanation body. Those who've entered into the doorway or the pass through the entranceway into the Mahayana Dharma and have thereby generated bodhicitta in their continuum and are counted amongst the children of the Buddha as a bodhisattva, they have as their goal Buddhahood, which, and to express that differently, their goal is to achieve these four bodies in order to be of great benefit to others.
Anne semjen de maina da semjen sanju goba tobe chi sanju goba tobe shu so be sanju goba to goye di rani chi bi chi de maina ka de don da re la ne semjen tham chi chi semjen tham chi dunga le de je semjen tham chi dunga le de ya tha ba da tham chi chi me goba lo go go re je semjen tham chi gi di gi du ya da semjen tham chi dunga se ya la sanju goba to go du di za semjen yu de du bi chi du yin se de semjen tham chi gi dun du nya wa shu ge de chi de chi da semjen tham chi gi dun da la Yes, I'm going to talk about it.
Now let's turn towards the text, and we're near the bottom of page 31, so in the final paragraph. Moreover, do not think to gain Buddhahood merely for your own benefit. This is a key point. If a practitioner has given rise to the determination to be freed from liberation and has seen the great benefit that will come for Buddhahood, seeing that they will have achieving Buddhahood means all good qualities are perfected and even the stains of the afflictions are removed, and thereby, with this as their mere motivation, strive for Buddhahood, they will not enter the paths of bodhisattvas. They will not generate bodhicitta because their objective for becoming a Buddha is for their own welfare, their own benefit. So this is an important point in that to become a bodhisattva, it's insufficient to strive for Buddhahood. Because if one is striving for Buddhahood for one's own benefit, one's motivation is not that of bodhicitta. Rather, as the text continues, aspire for it purely to be able to benefit all sentient beings more extensively and effectively. So this is the key point that turns the aspiration for Buddhahood into bodhicitta. Aspire for it purely to be able to benefit all sentient beings more extensively and effectively. In other words, in order to be of greatest benefit to others, I have to eliminate even the stains of the afflictions from my continuum, and I have to take all these good qualities that I will have been developing and develop them to the state of perfection so that all phenomena are realized, and thereby I attain the four bodies of a Buddha and can be of supreme benefit to others. I can benefit others extensively and effectively. So again, the motivation for Buddhahood is for others.
Ani ganis kum gugure sinda ngazu ko chi kotu urwa ta tangpo lamza dine samtane di samno di chanjusim di ki tukure besine di kha gugure esi. Chisa tangpo ganis kotu gugure la tangpo sam nyamlin chela ganis kotu gugure esine di sora ta dine ma. Rang dunga gyatso, gyatso dunga shindu semjen namja dunga ge narwe nyamda ba shada yinxin. Semjen nam rangi pama ma gyuba jikya me esi. Zine an du sinne dine ma sungor da.
So therefore, it should be clear now that what marks the determination to achieve Buddhahood as the mind of bodhicitta is that one is doing it for the sake of others, and what it means for doing it for the sake of others, to alleviate them from suffering, to alleviate all sentient beings, without exception, from suffering. So how does one generate this? Hearing this teaching, giving rise to the thought, doesn't enable one to enter the paths of the Mahayana. One needs to reflect on it in a particular way. And that returning to the text, it sets it out. So right at the bottom of page 31, just as you have fallen into the ocean of samsara, so have all others. They, like you, know only its misery. There is no one who has not repeatedly been your father and mother. Let's look at the first part of what I've just read. Just as you have fallen into the ocean of samsara, so have all others. They, like you, know only its misery. So this line will immediately take one back to the trainings that we have been looking at over the last 3 months, the trainings common to a practitioner of intermediate capacity. So this is the link between the trainings that are common to a practitioner of intermediate capacity and where we are now within the trainings that are unique to a practitioner of greatest capacity. So independence on all these prior meditations that one has been engaging in, where one has come to see that every experience one has, as long as it is within cyclic existence, will be in the nature of suffering. There is no rebirth or experience to long for believing that it will be one of happiness, if it is remaining in the realms of cyclic existence, because every experience within samsara is in the nature of suffering. Having come to realize that vividly, without leaving any trace of doubt or lack of certainty, one has given rise to the determination to eradicate the causes of one's own samsara, the contaminated karma accumulated under the influence of our own afflicted minds. So this is what we have already come to realize and are striving to overcome. Now we take this realization and apply it to others, recognizing they are in the self-same state. The only difference is their confusion is so great they do not yet know that there is no happiness to be found in samsara. They are completely blind and lost, but they are suffering nevertheless in the same way that I still am.
Nāngāntu dīnīgi dūngvē nāwā sūsū nāngjīn shēndāla kāngā yōpa tōbē nē, dā ngāntu lāṃsā tēliyā nē chīkē jāmbātā nīgī rū jītū gāo mārvā. Kārāsā ngāntu tōngkūrā zimlī nālēyā, dā ngāntu jīgī nē sūsū wā kāngā yōpa nā zimlī nālēyā mī māngbū nē nā sāyī kāngā yōy tīkē, nē chīkē simjī dūndrūlē nē nā sāyī kāngā yōy tīkē, kālā mārvī kāngā, nē chīkē
Even this recognition, based on these prime meditations, does not lead to powerful and overwhelming love and compassion arising within us. And we can see this from our own experience in that right now we know that there are so many humans in our world who are suffering due to the pandemic. So many tens of thousands right now facing death, as well as their loved ones surrounding them, fearful for the loss of perhaps a parent or a spouse or a child. Moreover, other sufferings relating to the pandemic, people who have lost their work and their livelihood or lost their businesses, and all that they have been striving for materially over their life, all that certainty they've been trying to develop is lost. There are so many facing hunger and impoverishment, animals suffering in myriad ways. So these sufferings we can observe, and whilst there is some degree of compassion that arises within us, it is still of insufficient strength to transform us into bodhisattvas. So therefore, even this training that we've gone through now, with that as a basis, applying it to the situation of others, does not give rise immediately to powerful love and compassion.
Then,
And this is because whilst we do have a degree of concern and care for others, especially now in dependence on this training and observing the situation, still our mental focus as well as our efforts primarily go into alleviating our own suffering. So therefore, one has to train in the correct sequences of practices in order to give rise to actual bodhicitta. And the Buddha presented two methods, the one being the six causes and one effect method, and the second being the equalizing and exchanging self with others method. The reason it's so difficult, despite the training we've done, to generate genuine love and compassion for others, even when we can see their suffering manifestly before us, is because we have this sense of othering about people. We feel close to some and distant from others. There's some that we identify with and many that we don't. So there's this othering we have. And this is the major impediment we have to developing genuine love and compassion for others. And it starts with the sense of self, this I. And in dependence on having this sense of self, this I, we have mine, such as my loved ones, my family, my dear friends. And then this expands further, the sense of mine, my country, the people of my nationality, the people of my ethnicity, where we feel, it may not be explicit, but we feel an implicit closeness to those who we identify with. And the fault of feeling a closeness with those that we identify with is that it implicitly we do not feel close to all others. And it's this othering, the sense of near to some, but distant from so many, that prevents love and compassion arising within us, genuine love and compassion. And even before that, prevents a genuine appreciation for the kindness of all others arising within us. Therefore, the indispensable first training here Having gone through these preceding trainings, the indispensable first training here is that in impartiality or equanimity. Here in our reflection, it's important to look honestly at ourselves and see where this sense of othering arises and how it arises. And it should be quite clear to us, but we need to go into detail. So on a national level, we can certainly see this, where we feel that this is our country, these are our people, and we feel a particular emotional connection with this grouping. And that means when there are problems within our grouping, within our country, within our nation, we feel for those people far more strongly than when something similar happens elsewhere, because those people I'm not part of that group. They are not part of my identity. I do not identify with that group like I do with this. Thereby, their problems, whilst unfortunate, whilst I wish they didn't have them, they don't have the same impact on us. And this is because of this othering. We are identifying here with a country, a nationality, and thereby excluding others. And it doesn't stop at our nation's borders. We do it in terms of a region, where we identify more with the difficulties of those within our region than the successes of those within our region. And not just within a state, but within a smaller region or within a city. We feel more of an affinity with particular groups, and because of that, we exclude others. And it comes smaller, of course, too, when we look at our family. And some have quite extensive families, but there is a sense of an affinity for that family. And that means there are others that are pushed aside. So when something it happens to one's family, one naturally makes a greater effort. One naturally feels more for what is the suffering that is being experienced in one's own family than for others, although the situation may be identical. And then, with all these various layers of identity, when harm comes to someone in our group, we respond naturally in a very powerful way, but not when that same harm comes to others. When there's a lack of opportunity to those that we identify with, or a sense of harm, or lack of opportunity or harm being brought to our group, we respond very strongly. But we're largely indifferent to that same problem happening to others. It doesn't impact on us in the same way, because we identify with these particular groups as ours, as part of mine, and the others are othered. And thereby, whilst we feel some sympathy for their situation, we wish it wasn't happening to them, the impact on us is very different. And therefore, love and compassion will not arise within us for them to the same magnitude as it will for those we consider our group.
Nyamdu yuken, nyehor yuken, disulya, sam tangores. That Jan Tangbone Samja Tamja Sam the Gang Tang to Yakaliho regards and also some of the Bemas in Yering Shu, Choco Shu Yedevaza, Petco Jang, Jangi 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 met Mirwa. Jan Tangbo Jangi to the Chungjun Yaj, Jangi Jangi Yaj, Yacher Tangores. That Chungjun Java and not an answer to Missanju and Missanala Samta. The Missan may be an answer to. So, in your holy, you can do it again. So, that means she got that thing as a decent human. Tell ya some larger. Daddy, cheating alayagare, co do a resacame, chicky chickens, then Gabriela cheating alayaga, chick dinner, that bene do I own cigarettes, chesa, kidina chico marriage, the dinner, and digging a yaga chess on digging I do a chess on second one to Missumio and Minil sometime, and the song of daddy. Michigan Alayaches or Michi to do a second. I am on a crescent. Cup Tedilia Chicti Yarache and the Chicti Kiama Madilangalia Yarachi to your Manguores. She's not long among Alaya, whichever that is said that Ludilangalia, Chiquinji, Kura Yahuchims and Alaya, Kunji, Makawa Chevene, long among your Kawacha, Mamba and Yanka, which I had in the most secret. She said, Dinesa, D. Midini Nidinane, D. Yarade, Dingale Yarade, Dingale Duares. ချက်ချက်ချင်းမင်္ဂလာရာជីវជីကြရင်စီးတယ်တောင်းလို့ជីវជីကြရင်စံပေကဒုစံတာချာဆိုဆိုရင်ညဟောတလျာဒုချာဒီနေ့ဂျာနေတဲ့ဒီနေ့ကစံလို့ဒီဆိုဆိုရင်ညဟောတလျာတာထံစံလို့တာထံဒီတညရင်းမှာပဲជីပါជីတာထူရပဲနာဒီနေ့ကဂျာရတဲ့အန်ကံစံချီလျာဒီနေ့ဒီအေကိုအေရင်ကြီးတောင်းလို့ချက်ကြီးမိချာစားလျာစံတာချာဟောတယ်မြင်စံချင်းတွန်ကီမိတာဒီအေနေပဲဒွန်ရောတာကနေစီနေတဲ့ချက်စား ແລະຊິບຈຽດີຊູຊາຊາງາລຍາດີຍາກາແລະດີດູວ່າສະຄາຍແມ່ຊາຊາຊິບຈຽດີຊມີດີຊຸກີຈາວງາມາດີວ່າກາບຣິລຍາງາລຍານີ້ຈີກາບຣິລຍາງາພາຍາຊູຕໍ່ແລະຊາຊາດີດູວ່າແລະດີຍາກາສະກິນເຊຍມີດູຊມີດີນີ້ກໍໂຕຊິນະຍຸມເຊຍສໍາດາເຈບາຈີຍຸມເຊຍສໍາດາເຈອັນນີ້ກໍມາຈຸກີດີຈີບາຍິມບາສໍາດາໂອແລະເປັນເຊດິລຍາຊູຊູພາມາຈິນເດຊູຊູລຍາເບຈີຫະບຸເລຊາເດເຊດິລຍາຊູຊູເບດາຈັນຍ ཁྱི ཕྱད མ ཁྱི ཕྱི Se dele yang also kanga de meeting also kanga de du shu ta de jawang ma de le jaw shu she ba de je jambu shu she ba je san din ni ga ge kap chi le jambu che ya kap chi le ne kanga de yo le chi di kap ni ga kap chi le so so jambu che ba da kap re le so so de du ba ta ni ga chi ba de di ya ga de di du ba sen ne ko ya tu she me ni ni ga chi ba cha ge du wa on du sen ne ga no ju ge je ba sam sim ju che je ba che du sam da je ne sam je ya an du sen ne Danyam Samta, and Dine son Sosuki Kihab Mitigeta, Kihab Nalo Yube Simjan, Dine and the Ling China Simjan Chaza, and then Yawa Yidada, Ladam, on the Simjan Chaza, Dusin Gimsan Samta, the Gimsan Chiba Charuwa, Gimsan Chiba Charu, Dine Dona Chiba Babangua, Dine Dusam Tabina, and then was Dusina, and then Hansuki, Danyam said it chanted Dine, Simjan and Yering Yomaris, Yering Marit, Chita, or the Chiba Tual Yaga Chiba, Kongale, Kayo Maras, and Kolu Dua Chiba, and Kongale Yaga.
The first step here is to recognize this discrimination that we have within us. Because of our sense of self, we have the sense of an I, we therefore have mine, and therefore if we have I and mine, we have other. So we need to recognize this, because through recognizing that, we can see the fault that that brings, the difficulty that we have with generating love and compassion of equal strength to this mass of beings that is other, as we would have to generate for those we consider mine. Recognizing that, we need to train then in impartiality or equanimity. We need to train our minds in this practice. So how to do so? Well, the first thing not to do is to start with an object of all sentient beings. All sentient beings, for us, is really still just a concept. It has no real impact on us. We need to start with those who do have an emotional impact on us. So we need to start with a small group, those that surround us, those that we have the most contact with. So usually this would be the family that you are living with. Or if you're not living with a family, you take those individuals who one is closest to, emotionally closest to. So a small group of, say, 4 or 5 people. And you start there. And then the meditation is that you look at the sense of near and closeness you have and distance that you have even within the small group. And you see its fluidity. This is important because we sometimes, even within the small group, feel closer to some and more distant from others, and that changes. And at other times we feel closer to those we did feel more distant from. We need to recognize this truth. And within that, we then look at, is that valid? What is it based on? And we start to see that it's actually based on nothing that we can really say is valid. It's usually just about if they've been a bit kind to us or a bit helpful to us. Nothing more than that. We need to then make our mind much more expansive and see that actually the kindness that someone shows me today and I require, how can I say that is of greater value than the kindness a different person showed me yesterday? Surely they both are equal in showing me kindness and being of benefit in my life. Therefore, the kindness that someone is showing me today is no different from the kindness that I've shown earlier in my life. That kindness I required at that moment. That benefit I received, I needed at that time. So therefore, that person and this person now, different people, but both at different points of showing me kindness and being of benefit in my life. So how can I say, well, this one is worthy of my care, but that one I forgot, I can forget about because there's been a passage of time. Here again, using our logic, we see that this doesn't stand up. Then apply that to past lives. Sure, this person here has perhaps maybe shown me tremendous kindness many times in this life. But that doesn't mean going back over lifetimes they were always kind and considerate to me. Likewise, this person perhaps who hasn't shown me so much care in this life, that we cannot say with any validity that that is how our relationship has always been. So here we start to shake up the way we relate to the small grouping. And we start to see them as not being so fixed. Oh, this person is nice because they're being nice right now. This is a good person. They're a person worthy of my gentleness because of how they're relating to me now. We start to shake that up. And we start to see within this grouping that how they're treating me now, or whether it's good or not, actually isn't that important. Over the expanse of lifetimes, on innumerable occasions, they've shown me tremendous care and been of tremendous benefit in my life. And in this way, now with a small grouping, we start to bring some equanimity into our relationship. Then, when that has been achieved, we expand the small grouping, maybe to other family members that we have a feeling of closeness to but we don't live with. And then we expand it further to our work colleagues, to those we encounter in our daily life. But we do so slowly. I'm just mentioning different groups. But we go through the same meditation process that we did with the one initial group. When we expand it, we do the same meditation process with them. And when we're ready, we expand the group further. And eventually to our city, to our nation, and so forth. So in this way, we expand the group, starting with one, looking at there is no valid basis within this small intimate group to say that some are kinder to me, some show me more benefits than others. Because over a passage of this life, that will have changed, and over the period of lifetimes, that will have changed. And we see there is no valid basis for discrimination, for holding some close and others distant. And then we expand that out slowly, smaller group by smaller group.
All right, that didn't on those chin and the Tanyum Chayala, number two chin and Jango Resigurada. Is not the Samlo da Jeba chin, Jim Jero, some Madana, and the Tanyum Litu Mare. Bene, that now the Cedelia Sosu Paman, Sosula Kabu, Sosula Pando Chandelia, and Zugi, now the Yapore Sambi, some Dadelia, and Java Ligur, Chamze Chetu, I think, and the Gower Murua.
Then, Then you get to watch us all day. On do some time, that Dinashin has you Dangas or Hamogova, the Jawangama, that Gangate again, the Jawangama Sosu in Japan to Jigan, that Panto Jigan in the Jawangama de Sosale Gangate again, Dine Ungua, said the Dinis some time, Jawangashimu some time, said some Janganishina, Dingala Yagare did towards the Minusha and Chiguarashas and begin some delay to get Chagurua. Jumjen sam mata baina dele tu ya dade rang jumjen sosola kanga te gi jumjen diji bu sam ta na kol ya ane kanga ra ki ke tang ye sam na ma de jamje ra sam na de ra kha ku ruwa ka ku ruwa.
For this meditation to be effective, one's mind has become very expansive, and for this to come about, one has to use one's intelligence, use analysis, reasons, without relying on a number of reasons and going over them repeatedly, impartiality will not arise. One's mind will stay narrow and closed. Here we need to make it very expansive. So for us as ordinary beings who are not well developed, it's easy for us to have a feeling of affinity to a group that we recognize, that we consider ourselves to be a part of. And it's certainly easy to feel a sense of closeness and affinity to those that are being of benefit to us, that those who are showing us kindness, either now or in our recent past, where we have, where we are aware of this. So naturally, we show kindness and appreciation to those who help us. But this is where we are stuck. We struggle to feel a sense of affinity to a broader circle than these few people. And here then we need to use reasoning and remind ourselves that across all these, around all these strangers that surround us, in indirect ways, their daily activities have beneficial impacts on us. They certainly are unlikely to be directly striving to benefit us or to show us kindness, but their behavior, it has an impact on us. It's a relationship of dependency. We are strangers right now in this life, but their behavior has an impact on us. There's a relationship of dependency. And that's just from this life perspective and who surrounds us. And we can expand this out to the greater group of unknown people, people that are unknown to us in this life, and their, how their impact, their behavior impacts on us. And thereby, they indirectly benefit us. Moreover, so we expand our outlook more broadly around us to understand the indirect ways that others benefit us. And then we also, it's essential, we go beyond this one life and the relationships that we recognize that we have with people now. Because with limitless lives, we have had limitless interactions with others, both direct and indirect, where their behavior has had a beneficial impact on us. Again, they may have intentionally shown us kindness, or indirectly just going about their own normal behavior, that has had a beneficial impact on us. So we need to expand our outlook here, beyond this life, start with this life, and then go beyond. What we're trying to do is overcome this blindness we have that limits us to just observing the benefits and kindness that those before us are showing us now. And this blindness is so strong, it limits us to forget the kindness that was shown to us throughout this life that we have been aware of, and we forget about these people. So here again, in a new era, we use our intelligence and our reasoning, and we think, someone who shows me kindness and benefits me today, we appreciate that. But is that kindness any more worthy of our appreciation than the kindness that someone showed us yesterday and someone else will show us tomorrow? Immediately we can see that these different instances of kindness are equal. The only thing that differentiates them is the passage of time, today, yesterday, and tomorrow. And we expand that passage of time to earlier in this life and past lives. And suddenly, this feeling of closeness to some and distance from others, we see how it has no basis in reasoning. There is no basis to discriminate. There is no basis to say that some are more worthy of our affection, some are more worthy of our tenderness. So it's using our reasoning in this way that we start to develop a feeling of closeness for all, recognizing that throughout the passage of time, others directly have shown us kindness and indirectly, continuously, are acting in ways that benefit us. And this starts to break down this blindness that we have and develop a feeling of closeness for all.
Mm-hmm. Do sinangan juga dat danyum kumbaya cahaya di dat di ngan juga samlo nala nyering mengujiya bahasa nyering jiwa na ngan lekas kerja na jambuli gua mar nyering jiwa na cikde kahaya na cikde makahaya na ngan
Meditation then on partiality starts with us taking a close and honest look at ourselves to see how we do feel close to some and distance from others, to see how we do discriminate against those that we consider other. It's imperative for this meditation to produce the desired result, which is eventually bodhicitta itself, that we look at ourselves with honesty and notice how when there are those in need before us, we are naturally drawn to helping those that we feel an affinity for. And the others, it's not that we necessarily wish harm for them, but we are not drawn to helping them. And this is an attitude very far from that of a bodhisattva. And the attitude of a bodhisattva is our goal. So we need, at the start of this training, to recognize where we are. Recognizing the sense of closeness for our family, sense of closeness for those within our group that we identify with, such as our region, we identify with those from this place, those within our nation, those of a shared ethnicity. Recognize this, and then look to see if it is established on a basis that is valid. And these were some of the meditations referred to earlier and we'll come to again in the future. We'll see that this sense of closeness to some and distance from others, there is no valid basis for any of this discrimination. And that then opens us up to recognizing the need to develop impartiality, to have the strength to meditate effectively here and use many reasons. We'll start then to see an attitude of impartiality or an attitude of equanimity growing within us. And we'll start to relate to others in a way that we already relate to those that we are close to. Our feeling of closeness will expand to ever more. And we'll no longer engage in activities to benefit some that have a negative impact on others. And this will have a great impact on our ethical restraint. We will no longer harm one group in order to benefit our group, because this distinction between our group and others will be starting to fade away. So this training in impartiality is the indispensable starting point to cultivate bodhicitta, to enter into the path of the bodhisattva, to train in the Mahayana Dharma.
Mm. chasan chibu chigyan yin sabir chikas di ngali yaga resen, di lduvas kaya me chasan chibu yin ya sanpige taunyam samdi di yang chik yane yangdo samda, yang chik da yinpige yang para kabrili ya yumzen samda, yumzen jeba samda yang dine samda na yumzen di jena di jikdo, dine jina yumzen di yada samdi chasan da chikwa resha sanpige an taunyam rima to chasan an dine shiremin chi Diagare di duars came in the chasan chigware dua, some betanum, some dinia, some lia, chicomja di rubata, and others that is a comja comja sitting on semlia, some noti, dijanyang, some tanja semdi, that digale tanum, some the comdita take to the com, said dirubata, comjis gidina, some of the tanum res, and some of the gidina, kishu suagi, nubichimo suagi, tanalanga to the tanyo com, said chasan, some jantamje. अने निरीम में अच्छा ना चिप चिकन ही आ संभव के सम्भव दी तेरंग सम्दां कोम दिया रहवा था दी कोम यहाँ कब्रे लिया चिक गुम्जे गुम्जे सम्दां अने चिक को चिप वाई में गुम्जे करे लाने अने देशी शेवा नाशिं चिक कब्रे ले पंडोयर कब्रे दुआ चेहरे जिसने दिने इंदा तेरंग जो Jawab mampu liat, ane pendo je, mampu je, kengah mampu je, cerita cikbar je, sembikin. Dini itu sih komplit dia, dia orang tu samlo nala, jangdo je, macam tu. Sembikin saja cikbar cah tu ya tu ya malu, sembikin saja cik yaga le tu ya, yaga sih ni ke cikbar cah suai tu ya malu di na, susu samlo nala ya tu jangdo je, bayi na. Ane ni macam ni, orang tu samlo je kiri na, sembikin su tong ya bayi na. Oh cah sana, cikbar ini ah sebab samlo je kiri na, le tu ya susu gula, dia yang gula aja le. Cerita dini sa. Tanya kami ada kisah mulai aje, tapi tampak yang mana cakap kau di sini masuk mulai aje lah.
So I encourage you to meditate on impartiality every day now. Look first in the meditation, as has been said a couple of times, starts. With looking at how we do divide the world into those that we consider mine and other. Recognizing this, we then need to use reasoning, use our intelligence to come to see whether there is a valid basis for any of this discrimination or not. If you heard this teaching tonight and you've given rise to an aspiration to be impartial, that mere aspiration is insufficient to realize impartiality, to become an impartial person. But what that aspiration is good for is to start this process of meditation. But you have to engage in these meditations repeatedly over a sustained period using reasoning. And if one does this meditation repeatedly over a sustained period using reasoning, you will be transformed. You will transform your mind, will transform your way of thinking. Because our discrimination has no valid basis beyond our own self-interest. We will come to recognize that those that we feel an affinity with, this is because of reasons such as they have helped me today, they have helped me recently. And those who have helped us many times in the past, we've forgotten about them. And if we think of them or meet them, no warm feeling arises. Moreover, many others who have done things which are benefits to us, we take that for granted. We think to ourselves, oh, they didn't do it explicitly for me, or that was their job, they're supposed to do these things. We take it for granted. But what they've done has benefited us. Moreover, so here we're looking at not just today, but at differing periods of our life, as well as whether people explicitly act kindly to us, or if their everyday activities benefit us. We start to break down these distinctions, seeing how people help us in so many ways throughout this lifetime, and then we go back beyond this lifetime. And here we can, with certainty, break down this barrier between, well, this person has done nothing for me, this person has done nothing explicitly for me, this person has harmed me. Because over the expanse of lifetimes, we see that it is inconceivable that the relationships we have with individuals in this life are the same relationships we've had with them since beginning this time. And in the same way that we cannot discriminate and say, the kindness that I'm receiving from one person today is of greater value than the kindness I received yesterday and will receive tomorrow. Likewise, we see that these relationships, since beginningless lifetimes, have been ones of kindness towards us at varying points. And therefore, we have had close and beneficial relationships with all beings at different times. And so therefore, there is no basis for discrimination, none whatsoever, not in this lifetime, nor when we take into account previous lifetimes. And so through going through this meditation repeatedly and remembering the synonyms for meditation are developing habituation, developing familiarity with this way of thinking, we'll break down these barriers. And the closeness we feel for some now, we'll start through going through groups, as mentioned earlier, we'll start to feel a sense of closeness forevermore. So the sense of closeness and affinity we have with some, this circle grows progressively and expands. And as that circle expands, when we inadvertently come across people in this expanded circle, we'll feel a sense of affinity for them that we didn't before. And this is how we start to see a change coming about within us. And slowly, through doing these meditations, repeatedly over a sustained period, the sense of closeness grows forevermore. And thereby, whomever we're meeting, we feel as if they are our family. They are someone that matters to us. Their welfare matters to us. And this is where we start to notice the success of this meditation.
And during other shade, that Tanyum Komyagi, that Chisna Tanyum Simje, Tamje, that thing are some died the dear about Dangajil, Simje, Tamje, that sort of digging on the Gibu Dreamy Lam Jovi Kapla, Simje, Narzuya, Kuru Duma, the Yuan Jaton of Baza, that Rang Kuru Duma La Targo Banaji, Simje, Tamje Kuru Duma de La Targo, Simje Chaza, and that jet led on Yumo only Java Limbigi, that Lindigan Chaza, the Duma Rashi, Risha, Duma de La Targo. Then let her go to the Sanyo Kuban Tobar Jodu, Sanyo Kuban Tobu, Sanbe, some died. Chitana Sanyo Kuban Tobala, Simjatan Sanyo Kuban Tobar Shu, Sibe, Jan Yusim, the Gulamajabaina, then Sanyo Kuban Tobu, Chitan Jan Yusim Gulikia Hudu, Chitan Jan Yusim Gulikia Bala, Tambo, Yamlaja Kodi, Tanyum Siadiko Zu, Chitan Dinizangi, Simjan Tamje, and Tanyum Kumgi, Samje, and Tanga to let Tambo, that's so she can get in your heart. ん、じ、せんじゃかねしね。たがとれ、たんぼ、たそしぎやりにほるばさんだ、でんま、たるでにさんだで、たしゃさん、にがれやがれ、にがるどわれせかんしえめ、しゃさん、にがちぶちぎゃんや、せんべげ。かすねかぶれりゃ、ねばきよ、かぶれれパンとば、にが、にがげがちまと、んかるねばきやでパンとばちばれ、ちざでねんだ、ちゃさん、にりんよ、まちぶちぎゃん、せんべげさんだ。あ、でなれ、さんのたやぎ。 지나가브레르 Nyering me about those general comchism, the tam, just a chick with chicken in motto, deal yarache or a deal duache, chava chava, cram, and do some bits some tache, and do sin around to get. This some of the yane, yard the dinner, some that chiba yah, some big, some of the do some tongue and a comch, chichi to some tatu yada, and the young Gabrielia, Gimse, some da, and Yanji, Yadelia, and ya, Gimse, some tavishelia. Semjatam some dieting as a tanyum go some diet, she, and then Jemana, that didn't mamma do she, she, she.
So to summarize tonight then, this meditation on impartiality is of utmost importance. So what I'd encourage you to do is continue to doing your meditations in the way that you have been for the last few months, starting, you generate refuge, then reflect on the sufferings of samsara, seeing that the root cause of all suffering are the afflicted minds, and give rise to this determination to abandon the afflicted minds, seeing that there is no happiness to be found as long as that happiness is experienced, is a samsaric experience. So continue this meditation, and then thereafter apply to others, recognizing that they are in the self-same position as we are, as the text said, just as we have fallen into the ocean of samsara, so have all others. They, like us, know only its misery. And use this as a basis then to set the determination to enter the paths of the Mahayana Dharma, to give rise to bodhicitta and become a bodhisattva. Recognizing that without generating bodhicitta, any aspiration we have to become a Buddha will be nothing, will never be anything more than a distant dream. And in order to be able to actually generate bodhicitta, we have to train in impartiality. So take the meditations you've been doing, add on this motivation to enter into the Mahayana paths, and then spend time on this meditation on impartiality based on what you've been doing. And here we start by looking at this how we due to the sense of self we have mine, and therefore we are close to some and others we are distant from, largely indifferent towards. And we now and then now you need to use your intelligence and use reasoning and investigate what are these reasons that you feel indifferent to so many? That if they experience some joy in their lives, that's nice, but it has very little impact. And when they experience problems and difficulties, they remain indifferent. And then there are others, of course, that we dislike. And we feel some joy when they encounter difficulties. But we need to look at the reasonings behind this discrimination and see if it's valid. And we'll come to see that, when we're honest, that the reasons why we dislike some people are really superficial. And they're so superficial, it's a bit embarrassing. We base it in dependence on exaggerating the importance of actions and words done or not done in this life. Nothing more important than that. And independence on that, another being with their own hopes and aspirations, we are dismissive towards, or maybe even dislike. We need to look at this and see, and it's quite a disturbing meditation, but we need to do it to give us the strength of mind to then start with the group that we are closest with and overcome our sense of closeness to some and distance towards others. See how this fluctuates. That sometimes we go through a period closer to some and more distant from others. And this, as you can say, as the wheel of karma rolls on, these relationships change. They are not stable. Therefore, there is no valid basis to feel distant to anyone. And then expanded out, as mentioned earlier, from those that we live with to our family at large, and then again later to our work colleagues, our community, etc. Overcoming this feeling of closeness we have merely to those who help and support us now that we remember, forgetting those who have helped and supported us in this life, and certainly forgetting about those in the past lives. And overcome this completely invalid way of thinking that those who help me now, today, are somehow worthy of my appreciation. Those who helped me yesterday I can forget about. This is wrong. And those who help me tomorrow, there's no way I can say they will be any kinder than those who are helping me today. All are worthy of my appreciation, whether they are helping me explicitly now or implicitly, just going about their life, and their actions have a beneficial impact on me. That is how it is throughout our lives. Therefore, all are worthy of a sense of closeness. So it's my hope that you meditate on this every day this week. And next week, we'll build on this. Because it's independence on the reflections you've been doing on the sufferings of samsara and the need to gain liberation that you can turn your attention to others and now cultivate impartiality. And independence on this will come to the next step next week, which is that seeing our relationship with all others is that over the expanse of lifetimes, they have been our mothers. And thereafter, over the coming weeks, we'll look at the other steps here of recognizing their kindness, the need to repay that kindness, and generating love and then compassion for others. And thereafter, the mind of the altruistic attitude of universal responsibility, and then the generation of bodhicitta itself. So we'll continue with this meditation next week. But it's my sincerest hope that you will join me in these meditations every morning, and if you can, in the evening too. And in this way, gain ever stronger habituation to this way of thinking. Thank you very much.